there are big differences in the economic outcomes of men and women. Part of that's driven by their career choices. Okay, men tend to enter more competitive careers. What we find is that difference in preferences for competitive situations persists over the whole age range. You know, there's nothing more fundamental than do you want to enter competitions where you have a chance of getting a large reward, but a chance of failing, or do you prefer a job where you have, you know, sort of steady income but nothing dramatic? You're not going to fail, but you're not going to do fantastically well either. So economic growth is driven by the entrepreneurs who are hyper-competitive, take big risks. A few of them succeed and get very large payoffs. A lot of them fail and end up, you know, doing pretty poorly. Okay, so that's true both, you know, with high-tech startup firms, but also just starting a restaurant, right, is a risky, competitive kind of thing to do. So given that that's the behavior that drives the economy, and it's a behavior that has huge consequences for people's well-being themselves, right? If they're successful, you know, big payoff. If they fail, not so much. We really need to understand what drives people to do that, basically. And given that there's this gender difference in it, we're very interested in whether that gender difference in the preference for competition is partially responsible for the gender difference in payoffs that you see in the labor market, right? Mm-hmm. So it's well known that men tend to enter more competitive, higher paid kinds of jobs than women do, and that's part of the explanation for the gender gap.